one sat alone beside the highway, begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his old rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes...
It's time again for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff.
When Jesus comes, all the tears are dried away.
And here now is Brother Roloff.
And fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay.
Miracles of Satan. I'm amazed that anybody would ever serve him, but they will. Talk about a miraculous ministry, he's got it. How can you tell his miracles from God's? Let me start off by saying, and before I'm through, I'll give you 7 illustrations that ought to scare our shoes off of us if we think we're self-righteous. I mean, if we're bordering on self-righteousness. I mean, if we think maybe that we could not fall, we've got it made. We've outgrown most people. I'm just as big as I want to be, and that's as big as you'll ever get. Now then, did you know that when the devil's put his foot in the garden, he had a possible 2 customers? That's all. He got both of them, didn't he? He brought his little bag of fruit, whatever it was. Eve was deceived. And that's the only reason she ate the forbidden fruit. She was deceived. And I want to say one thing about Satan this morning. He's the world's number one deceiver. And the thing that makes me take off my hat to God and want to kick off my shoes and pull up to the burning bush is, if the devil could deceive the people he's already deceived, watch out, Lester Roloff. And you better wear your humble clothes this morning while I'm preaching if you want a real blessing. You girls, we'll never be able to help a little smart aleck. Boys, we'll never be able to help a smart aleck. You've got to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And then the Bible said in due time, he'll lift you up. He'll bring you up. God will have to do it. Now then, be prayerful. Let's go to the Bible for our text now. Found over in 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians. This is the coming of the Lord book. Above every other book, 1 and 2 Thessalonians tells us he's coming. Tells us he's coming. Tells us what's going to happen. And when he comes, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And we'll begin reading verse 7. And now, ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time, for the mystery of iniquity. You ever thought about why it's mysterious? Why is iniquity so mysterious? Well, in the first place, it's a mystery why anybody won't live in it. It kills you. The Bible said the wages of sin is death. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. One of the things that's mysterious about iniquity is that anybody would be foolish enough to live in it. Nobody ever won in the sin game. Nobody. Judas didn't. Samson didn't. Belshazzar didn't. Nobody has ever won playing with sin. There's no way for you to have peace, joy, happiness, life, or anything else living in sin. Listen to what he said. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. We're bordering on this day now. Then shall that wicked be revealed from whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth. That's the word. Spirit of his mouth. The devil has never been licked, defeated, but by one weapon. Never has. That's the word. Amen. And you folks think you can sit with your face in a newspaper and a television box and a Hollywood outfit? You think you can win? You'll never win. You're not ready for the storm that's about to break. Never will be ready for it until you get your head in the book. You mothers and dads, there's only one place you can fail your children. It's at the place of the Word of God. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God. Then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. That is, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. There they are. I think we're in the midst of them now. With all power. That is as much as he can get from the Lord, because the devil has no power to borrow it. All power belongs to God. All power, signs, lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive... Now listen, this is the reason. Because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. You've come in, many of you, but you didn't receive the love of the truth. You didn't receive the light of the truth. You set your heart against it, and that they might be saved, and so you won't be saved. And for this cause, God shall give them strong delusion, that they should believe what? A lie. That they should believe a lie. That they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness, and that's the prospects. That's where you're heading right now. God said, I'm going to give you the light, but there's going to be strong delusion, deceitfulness. A man had a delusion. That means he didn't see. He didn't get it straight. And then he goes ahead to say that they all might be damned who believe not the truth. That's the crowd right there. That's the basis of our damnation. Our condemnation is on the basis of our belief or unbelief. You will either be saved and justified by the Word, or you'll be rejected and condemned through your unbelief. Turn to 2 Corinthians. I'd like to give you a real... We've been taking photographs. Let me give you the best one in the Bible of the devil. Ah, listen. I used to hear when I was a child, you better watch out. The booger man will get you. Booger man. Oh, listen. They used to tell me, and I used to get the idea that the devil, he had long horns and a pitchfork, and he's a-coming. Man, I can see him. I mean, my first pictures of the devil were incorrect. Maybe I need to straighten some of y'all out. The devil is not what you think many times. If the devil is to be the number one deceiver, he's got to have something to deceive with, and he's got it. And here's the picture, 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Chapter 11, verse 13. For such are false apostles. The devil's got his apostles. He's got his epistles. He calls his preachers. And he's got his leaders, he's got his teachers. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. You realize we're living in that day right now? Do you realize that people call themselves Jesus, the Messiah? Why, I talked to people, I said, do you know Jesus? He said, Jesus, I am Jesus. I said, I'm talking about the Messiah. He said, I am the Messiah. I said, not the one I'm trusting. You're a deceiver. The Bible said they're a deceiver. Oh, we've got some witchcraft. We've got false religion. I mean hordes of it. People are deceived. So deceived today. Reckon, how does he do it? Well, read your next verse and you got it. No marvel. No marvel at this. For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Why, he said Satan himself. That's why we got Satan worshipers. That's why a lot of you girls have gotten mixed up in that kind of cult. We've got a lot more false religion than we have the right kind. You know why? The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. The devil sure gets off to a good head start because everybody belongs to him to start with. The devil doesn't need any missionary program. We're the one that need the missionary program. The only people we got saved in here is one we took away from their daddy, the devil. We busted up his home, tried to. Amen? Yeah. Now, I make no bones about it. I tell old Smutty Face every day, I'm going after all your kids. They're all miserable. All of them blind, you sour rascal. Punched every eyeball out. They can't see a thing. And I'm going to go get them. Yeah. I'm asking God, my Heavenly Father, to save every one of you girls.
Amen.
It's God's will for you to be saved.
Amen.
We're never going to quit preaching to you and calling you to the altar and asking you to give your heart to Christ, and you can leave here unsaved and you can go in the gamut of sin, but you'll be miserable, except more so when you get there. At least I tell you one thing, as long as we keep you here, though you a sinner and a rebel, at least we'll keep you, at least in a measure, we'll keep you pure and clean. I guarantee you'll not be sleeping out in some hog wallow, and you'll not be out in some dope diving hippie hive, and at least we'll keep your little body clean, and clean clothes and clean food, and we'll put you in a bed where you can sleep at night without varmints eating you up.
Amen.
You may not like it, but I'll guarantee you we're offering you every opportunity we know, and we're going to hold you and keep you right in here as long as we can. Let you hear the gospel and trust God to break in on your bedarkened soul this any time. Let's go to another scripture. I think this is all we'll have time for in the scriptures, and then we'll come to the miracles of Satan. He's a miraculous sort of a fellow. He's a miracle-working Satan. That's the reason he fools so many people. Chapter 3, 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. That's the second book of Timothy, and it's verse 3. Now we're going to take a picture of the way people are going to look just before Jesus comes. Just before he comes. Beginning at verse 1, this know, get it straight, he said. You know this. That in the last days, perilous times shall come. That sounds like right now. Perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Lovers of their own selves. You know what that means, don't you? They'll love their own flesh. That's a form of homosexuality. There's one thing the Bible sure makes plain, that before Jesus comes, there'll be a mighty revival of homosexuality. And we're there now. I don't know why you can't see that. I don't know. You'd say, well, it just happened. No, it didn't happen so. Not more than this day of Sodom. Not the more than the days of Gomorrah. And I don't believe God would burn all that much off the face of the earth and then change his mind now about the sin of homosexuality. Legalize it, glamorize it, start your homo churches and all the rest of it. It's still of the devil.
Amen.
And you girls, some of you are just wrapped up in it. Rotten as the devil himself. And your mind's going to go before it's over. You'll never be able to pray. You can't memorize the scripture. Why? Because God will give you up to a reprobate mind. And you'll think only those things that are hideous and ugly. Your dreams will be of sin and Satan. I warn you today to let Jesus have your mind. Think thoughts after him. He'll bless you. But the Bible said, one of the signs of the last days, men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. You know, really? Let me read on a little and then I'll tell you what I thought. Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. I'll stop there for a moment. You know, if I didn't know it, I'd thought they got that written this morning, right after breakfast. And they was writing about America. I mean, that just seems so fresh until it just looks like that just came off the press. I mean, that could go in the daily newspaper, because it won't. But I'll guarantee the Color Times could put that in the Sunday edition, and I'll guarantee you they had written up the character of Corpus Christi.
Amen.
We're right there now. And that's the way people live now. That's the way you girls have been living. Unthankful, unholy, disobedient to parents, therefore rebels. Is the Bible talking now? Bible's talking now. What else? Having a form of godliness. But doing what? Denying the power thereof. Now then, are you willing to take the next four words? Now this is, as my mother used to say, this is where the fat hits the fire and the blaze starts. And you know, fat will burn. Grease will burn. It's not fireproof. Now what do you say do when you get in a situation like that? You see all of this taking place. You see the form of godliness. The robe choir, the trained choir, the paid musicians, you find this and that and the other. They have a form, the order of service, the prelude, the interlude, the postlude, the anthem, and the manicured minister with his educated discourse, with his lecture, and with his tremendous intellect and all the fine words and the organization, having a form but denying the power. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to stay? What did the Bible say do? From such, turn away. There's just a very few people in this auditorium that heard me preach when I came to Corpus. We started over on Old Park Avenue, and the fire began to burn, and God began to cleanse the church. And he performed major surgery, and 75 people, which included practically all the wealth of the church, walked out. I could name them and you'd know them. They walked out one day. And they said, this will be the death of Park Avenue Baptist Church. And sure enough it was, and it was a glorious funeral. The old dead church died and we buried it. Moved over on Furman Avenue and built Second Baptist Church. Dear friend, let me show you something. You cannot kill an apple tree just because a rotten apple falls off of it.
Amen.
I was in the valley, and I liked to inspect the fruit and walk through the grove. And we were crowded for time, but I noticed under the trees a lot of oranges had fallen off. You see what happened? The cold spell came through, and a little Jack Frost got in there and nibbled around on some of the stems. And then Mother Nature turned on her fan and blew through the gold. And the little oranges and grapefruit said, I can't hang on. My holding on power's gone. And you say, reckon what did it? The trees were not in shape, brother, to hold what they had. And Mother Nature said, honey, I'll lighten your load. And if I could say it reverently now, in a sense, the trees had a miscarriage. And that's what happens to a lot of unhealthy, expecting mothers. And that's the reason Mother Nature said, honey, you're not able. You're just not able. The baby wouldn't be well, or you'd die in birth. And I'll have to take care of you. Brother, we're in a bad fix in this country.
Amen.
And most of the mothers and daddies do not realize what we're facing. But he said in the last days it's going to be like that. There'll be traitors. They'll be deceived, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. Television program, boating, Sunday afternoon playing, ball games, and all the rest. Did you know there was a time when no ball game could be played on Sunday? You know that? There was no Major League Baseball games, and there was no ball games in our community on Sunday afternoon. That was the Lord's Day. There was no shotguns packed. There was no hunting on the Lord's Day. I still believe we were stronger back there then. Amen. I still believe we had more character. Some of y'all think it a little strange. Dear friends, we didn't set the rules. I have no rules around here. I just go by the Bible. I believe everybody needs one day a week where it'll be holy. I believe we need to get out of the routine of the world for one day and be quiet and still before God, worship Him, read the Bible, memorize and read that which is holy. I believe the Lord's Day is a holy day. I believe the Bible is a holy book. I believe the tithe is holy and all that you have is holy unto the Lord. And so you folks that work with the enterprises, I just ask you to follow the leader. That's all. And for 40 years, I haven't bought or sold on the Lord's Day. And you're not going to do it if you stay around here. I didn't stutter when I said that, did I? That goes for every one of you. If I'm to be the leader, then you follow. If it's been good for me for 40 years, it'd be good for you from here out. You'd say, Brother Wolf, why? I mean, just why? All right, let's just take a little illustration. Lubies. When I ate out, and I haven't for years now, but when I ate out, I'd go to Luby's. It's a delightful place. And they have all frozen vegetables and beautiful selection of salads. And so, and I'm not advertising for Luby's today, but I'm simply saying, if I were going to eat out, I'd go somewhere besides shoestring potatoes and maybe a beefsteak or a baked potato or something. I mean, I'd want a selection of something. But now, wait a minute. I believe maybe I'll just say to some of my good friends here today, I said, now, I believe I'll have y'all out to lunch today, and we're going to Luby's. That'll be the day, won't it? But I mean, I just get them in my nice Chevrolet, and we just cruise right out there, and we walk in, and I'd say to the little waitress that comes, and she begins to, and they're just right there at the serving tray, you know, and all along that, and I said, say, were you in Sunday school and church today? She looked at me sort of disgusted-like and said, how could I be there knowing you's coming out here? I said, I beg your pardon? She said, no, me begging my pardon, bud. I stayed here and cooked for you while you went to church and had a big time. Come on, am I right? Yeah. All right, why don't you practice it then? That comes under the golden rule, doesn't it? Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Take them home with me. They don't like what I got, that's too bad. I fixed it this morning. Beautiful, fresh vegetables and oh, so many nice things that are ready. Get hungry because we're going to have a lot of nice things. I don't take long to think. Well, I'd rather sit in the quiet of my house and visit with my precious friends and let them enjoy the hospitality in my home like I do in their home. Why, to me, that's living. And I don't have to pay as much for it either.
We're happy you joined us today for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff and the message, The Miracles of Satan. Now, to receive this message on a CD, ask for offer number RO276627 66. It is important that we cover shipping and handling, so we ask for a gift of at least $10. We'd like to have today's date and also the call letters to this radio station. To order by credit card, call toll-free 1-800-772-7507. Our address is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. Our special offer for the month of September is Tell It to the Church. It's 5 nights of refreshing revival preaching by Brother Roloff. That back in 1976. And to order that, it's RO418. Some of the messages that tell it to the church, it let us go over the storms, God is for us, who has the authority, love got better. All of them you'll want to hear, but you'll get them all by calling us or writing us and asking for Tell It to the Church. Now, the offer number is RO418.
Now, to receive this, we ask for $35, and we accept credit cards. And our toll-free number is 1-800-772-7507, or you can write us at the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. And let me remind you that during the summer months, and of course we're getting out of those now, we've had a very difficult time financially. And if you can give a gift for the ministry, a very generous gift, it would be greatly appreciated this time. Now our address again is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403.
The strangers to God, His grace and His love, were gathered by blue Galilee to listen with joy to words from the lips of the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul, and He made the wounded whole by the waters of blue Galilee. They sat at His feet, and they looked in His face, content in His presence to be, for no one before had cared for their souls like the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul, and He made the wounded whole by the waters of blue Galilee.